Last week, the VFW Post 168's bar and banquet hall on Deer Street in Portsmouth was sold. Mounting costs and competition prompted the sale, leaving members of the VFW without a permanent home. The day after the sale, an NHPR producer and I went to Portsmouth to learn more about what this means for the veterans who used it and what the new owner has planned. There, we ran into Robert Thomas Parnell. He's hanging out with a buddy on the steps outside the building, bundled up against the frigid wind. He introduces himself as the Little Lebowski, the Dude, a reference to the film The Big Lebowski, which he is more than happy to quote for us with some alterations.
Every time a rug is miterated upon in this fair city of Portsmouth, I have to pay for it? I think not. Not at all.
Parnell is an Army veteran, and he says this post's canteen meant a lot to him. He offers to give us an unofficial tour.
Watch the steps, kid. It's very slippery. All right, so moving
as a veteran of a foreign war, Parnell qualifies for membership, and he tries to let us in so we can see the work the construction crew is doing.
Oh, dang it. They're out to lunch.
Turns out the door is locked. He looks through it, almost wistfully, at the bar that has not yet been torn down. Here he says he could count on finding other veterans who knew what it was like to come home from war.
It's not easy to turn around and just go from blowing people up and then all of a sudden come back into everyday Cheerios and supermarkets and then someone drops a pallet. Snap noises like that bring you back.
Parnell says people here helped him out in every possible way. And that's partly what the VFW is about. Like-minded veterans who want to support each other and give back to the community gather in spaces like this one. There are 17 VFWs in the state that have their own buildings. VFWs nationwide have been losing members, and consequently, posts have been disappearing. But that wasn't the issue here in Portsmouth. Rather, competition with other event spaces was stiff, and the VFW got some of its money from those rental fees. Plus, business at the canteen was slowing down. The math wasn't working out. But it became an opportunity for Eli Socarellis.
Since the day of the fire, I've been looking for a new location.
His bar, the beloved State Street Saloon in Portsmouth, burned down last year. Now we stand in what was once the VFW's banquet hall, just a short walk across downtown from where he used to be.
When I found out about this location, we sat down, we came to terms, and it's done now, and I'm a happy guy.
Now he says he is anxious to reopen his restaurant. It'll be called the Stady Bar and Grill.
Because my regulars always called it the Stady.
To prepare for the new Stady, he'll remove fluorescent lights, the thin carpet, the wood-paneled walls. He points to the wide-open space.
This is where the restaurant will be. There'll be a rectangular bar here. There'll be high-top tables and big-screen TVs. And that'll be dining room over there, kitchens over there.
Eli is a veteran of the Army, and he says he hopes veterans do enjoy the new place. This turn of events is a tremendous gain for him and his employees who were displaced by the fire.
We're excited. Totally excited. Ecstatic.
48-year-old Jennifer Stickney of Portsmouth and 41-year-old Kim LaPierre of Hempstead say they are both looking forward to reopening.
Seeing our old regulars, all the friends, family.
Being back in Portsmouth.
Being back in Portsmouth, yeah.
And having such a wonderful man to work for.
Yeah, I mean, he's incredible.
He pulled us aside after the fire and said, "You're all family. If you, you know, we want you to stay." So,
opening day is scheduled for April 10th, 1 year after the fire. Socarellis says he isn't big on grand openings, but he expects the first day will be busy. For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.